Breaking structure. I think that we are born many times in a lifetime. We create a life and we get it stabilized and we think that things are figured out. Then all hell breaks loose. Things break. A student dies in a motorcycle accident a week before classes to start. A colleague leaves to start their own business. A diagnosis arrives unexpectedly, or it rains on your parade. What you are expecting doesn't happen. The impermanent structure of your expectation collapses, and you are called to enter the birth canal again. What grows out of another broken structure? Everything. Breaking structure regularly is a good thing. It releases energy. It causes you to momentarily wake up. You pay attention. Without it, you become complacent, lose attention, and drift through your life. I'm not saying to go break everything, quote, today I'm going to leave my wife, close down my business, sell my possessions, find a suitably old and chipped monk's begging bowl, and set out on a quest of awakening, end quote. That kind of leave-taking does not always bring a solution. You're actually getting busy creating a new notion of impermanence, the quest of the monk. It too will break. So don't turn every structure in your life upside down. Natalie Goldberg says, quote, don't break so much structure that you have no place to live. Structure breaking is hard. It can be traumatic when something arises unexpectedly, and for a brief moment you stand there, lost, no idea what to do. This is good. Beginner's mind brings a certain liberation. It can be tiring always knowing what to do. At some point, after structure breaks, a new reality arises. It's always hard and disruptive at first, always, even the good kind. The new that emerges will always bring fresh energy to your life, eventually. Sometimes you can also wander around in a daze, unsure and unsettled for a long time, maybe years. But then you realize that you've stepped into a future that's radically different, or simply different, and you rejoice in the seeing, even with the loss and grief and darkness. How can you develop a trust in breaking structure? Only from repeatedly taking note that you do come out the other side. Often people remember the breakdown, the pain of the divorce or death or depression, and not the emergence, the tender shoots, the tentative steps, the laughter that finally comes back. Try noticing that you come out the other end of the tunnel, even if the tunnel was just a bad day. Notice all the emerging, the rebirthing that you do every day when little structures break. You will build trust over time in the impermanence of life. Sometimes I want things to stay stable for just a little longer. Do you? Did it have to break so fucking soon? Why rain? Why now? I found it tough to be called to rebirth repeatedly in tight time frames. I become fatigued with this prospect of another developmental journey. I'm weighted down by the circumstance that requires another new building or a new foundation or new walls, and I have always risen to the task. It is my nature. You can count on me. I'm reliable and still. Sigh. I want to play in the daisies for a while, romp with a new puppy, swim down a river, sit with a steaming coffee, enjoying country air with nothing on my agenda but breathing. No call for what is next for maybe, a decade or two. I want to stay in this time, in this moment, in this place. I don't want to envision new futures, new possibilities, and new births that arise from a structure that's cracking. Yes, Leonard Cohen, I know that the crack lets the light in, but I'd like to be in the dark for a while. Like a mushroom, perhaps I would flourish. I don't know that a mushroom is a good metaphor for what I'm describing. Don't they flourish in manure? It's challenging to hold the duality of structure breaking. It includes both death and birth. It takes all of my strength to know that my renewal may require a painful breach and that it also somehow works out. If not forever, then for a while. I have held the incorrect belief that someday I'll get it figured out and that the hard-won figuring will last and last and last. I won't have to do it again. I put so much energy into envisioning and erecting the new so perfectly I get attached to it. I want it to last because it took so much of my life resource to get it in place, so well thought out, so permanent. I need to be in rebirth with a lighter touch, not so fixated on getting it right this time so that it doesn't break, but instead build a little something that's just good enough for now. Just good enough for now. Now that's a revolutionary thought.